As a rule, I don't know that they have to call them, because when they go out, they usually come. Or they are down there waiting for them to come to feed them. And that's usually the way. I've been on a farm, and I have seen the cattle come up to the barn waiting to be fed. And they didn't have to call them. It just seems that they know when feeding time comes. And I think that's the way it is with the hogs.
Okay. Are you familiar with sheep?
Do
you know how to call them?
No, I've never been around them. Only seen them on television.
Okay.
But you don't have a sheep dog to round them up. You know.
Yeah. Okay. And how do you call
chickens? Oh, I've just always gone out and they're listening. Come on and get your food. Come on, just like I do him. Chickens are like other part of the barnyard stock. They, when at a certain hour in the day, you know, they go to roost early, before sundown. And they are always coming in just about a certain hour before sundown. And of course, we used to throw the food out to them. But in later years, I had the trough of the feeder and always kept it in for them to come in. They would come on in, and if I had no feed, I would always fill up the container. I didn't throw it out for them. I had a place for it to go inside, and they could eat. And the water off the feed could keep it inside, keep it dry. So they could go in and eat before they go on the roost.
Okay. And if you wanted to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you say you had to do what to the horses?
Well, now, what are you going to do? Hitch him up?
Yeah. Well, another word for that is, I want to watch the horses.
Are you thinking of saddling the horse to ride him?
No, for driving. See that? I want to harness.
Harness the horse? You've got to get the harness.
Okay.
And you have to put the harness on the horse.
Okay. And when you're driving the horse, what are you holding in hand?
You hold, now that's, they call them the lines. I don't know if they call that the rein too, because they hold the line because they have to guide him as to make this fair, and then they have to hold the plow handle.
Okay, and if you were riding a horse, what would you guide him?
The bridle.
Yeah.
The bridle rein, because you see, the thing is in the mouth, and you can direct him by pulling on the right if you want him to go right, or the left if you want him to go left.
Okay, and when you're riding horseback, what are you feeding?
The stirrup.
Okay, and if you're plowing with two horses, the one that walks in the furrows, do you have anything there?
Mm-mm.
Okay, and if something's not right near at hand, you say it's just a little what?
What do you mean when the plowing is being done?
This is just a thinking something now.
I didn't understand that.
Okay, this is just the sort of fill in the blank thing. If something's not real close at hand, you say it's just a little what over. See, would you say a little ways over, a little piece?
It's a little further over.
Okay.
A little, mm-hmm.
And if you've been traveling and hadn't finished your journey, you might say that you still had a what to go before dawn.
It all depends on how I'm traveling, with the car, a bus, or plane, or train. Now, if I'm traveling by car, driving, I would say we have only 6 miles to go. 6 miles to go, or maybe further.
Well, if it was further, you might say, would you say a fur piece or a long ways or ways to go?
We have a
expression with that.
We still have a long way to go.